With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Harris campaign says it is open to scheduling a second presidential debate against former President Donald Trump this fall. More details from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Vice President Kamala Harris's team favors a second debate with Donald Trump sometime in October. But that matchup appears to be contingent on the GOP nominee participating in the already scheduled September 10 debate with Harris. A spokesperson for the Harris campaign said if Trump follows through with the first debate, then the American people will have another opportunity to see the vice president and Donald Trump on the debate stage in October. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans are launching an investigation into Democrat Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says the committee is looking into Walz's work related to China. He said Americans deserve to understand how deep Walz's relationship with China goes. He visited China more than 30 times.
As correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Jackie Quinn reports a survey on consumer sentiment is showing that the political landscape this month has pushed the index a little bit higher. And again, those details from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The findings are from the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index. It edged up to 67.8. That's about 1.5 points higher than the month of July. The survey finds 41% of consumers consider Democrat Kamala Harris the better candidate for the economy versus 38% who chose Republican nominee Donald Trump. Before President Biden dropped out of the race, Trump held the edge. Overall, Americans' expectations for the future rose, but their assessment of current economic conditions sank slightly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina, Michael Harrington reports.
A franchiser who owns several IHOPs in the state has agreed to pay $40,000 in a settlement with a cook who had refused to work on Sundays because of his Christian faith. The company accommodated him for a few months, but when new management took over, the man was told he'd have to work Sundays. He refused and was fired. The Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that employers must accommodate workers' religious convictions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Liberal activists are complaining the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, has voted to limit where homeless people can camp in public places. In fact, the city has an overnight shelter for adults, the Gospel Rescue Mission, with nearly 140 beds. But homeless activists complained about the mission's rules, which include a ban on alcohol and drugs and daily attendance at worship services. This is SRN News. Those planning to protest during the Democratic National Convention are at odds with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. He says he'll crack down if they take such actions. COVID-19 has not gone away.
Federal health researchers, by testing for virus levels in wastewater, have found the highest levels since January, with more cases in the western and southern state.
This is to be expected.
Dr. Amish Adalja, an infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins University, explains why cases are spreading in the summertime.
People get hot, they go indoors where we know the virus transmits more efficiently.
And that report was from correspondent Jackie Quinn. U.S. stocks drifted higher as Wall Street coasted to the close of its best week since November on Friday. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% of its value. More on these stories at srnnews.com.